Tonight on Stray FM's Your County with North Yorkshire County Council, we are doing our bit to save the planet. Every little helps, as a well-known supermarket would say. And we're talking about two different areas, one of which, things that you think are rubbish, things that you want to throw away. Actually, what could you be doing with those things instead? And then also, from the inside of the home to the outside of the home, we're going to be talking about composting and how a new initiative from North Yorkshire County Council and City of York Council as well is making this easier than ever. Now, I have Jenny Lowes on the phone. Hello, Jenny.
Hi there. Hi.
Remind us what it is that you do.
Well, we've just produced a new directory called Pass It On, and that gives us all the information, all the lists of community organisations in York and North Yorkshire, of what they will accept, what they will take from yourselves. If you've got something that your family and friends don't want in your household, like furniture, electrical items, toys, things like that, anything like that, we've got in contact with everybody that we know of in North Yorkshire and York that has some sort of charity or reuse organisation to find out what they will accept and then what they can pass on. So asking whether they will collect donations if you've got an old chair or sofa that you think is actually too good to throw away. Will somebody take it? And you're often thinking, well, who can I give it to? So it's online, our directory, as well as at the household waste recycling centres. Giving away to charity. So you're doing your bit to help raising funds for charity by giving your item to them, who can provide training and employment opportunities to others. And you're like protecting the environment too by saving energy and raw materials, by stopping valuable resources from being wasted as well. So your unwanted item will be appreciated by someone else. So if you can pass it on to somebody else, then why wouldn't you? So we've got a list, a big booklet full of addresses and contact details, telephone numbers, with telling you what they will and won't accept. So
yeah, I can see it online now. So I've just loaded up the webpage. It's very easy to use, and it's literally an online directory of everywhere and anywhere that will accept things, and loads of really simple ticks and crosses of what they will and what they won't take.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
If people want to have a look at this for themselves, if you just type in North Yorkshire Pass It On, you'll find it there. It's actually northyorks.gov.uk, one of your sites. There's also some very simple tips that individuals can use, isn't there, too, just with regards to reusing everyday items that you're encouraging?
Yeah, very much so. So especially on with the plastics, and everyone's trying to get away from plastics. So things like your water bottle, so a reusable water bottle, and your hot drinks mug that you can just take into a cafe and get them to fill up. So if you get a takeaway rather than disposable mugs.
You often get it a bit cheaper as well.
Yeah, I think they knock off 5 or 10p each one, so it'll soon pay for itself. And things like shopping bags, the reuse. I mean, most people have probably got reusable shopping bags now. Things like nappies. I don't know whether people who've got babies on the way with washable nappies, getting away from, because plastic, you'll go through like 4,000 nappies, disposable nappies, and they're just going to go into the black bin.
Wow, is that per baby?
Per baby,
goodness,
yeah.
Gracious,
so
me.
Potty train. So you can save.
You've made me really look forward to parenthood in my future life now, Jenny. 4,000 nappies. Imagine if you have four kids.
Well,
16,000
exactly.
Nappies.
If you use washable ones, I've used washable nappies, both my children, and I bought quite a few second-hand ones as well, and I sold them in the end when I'd finished using them. So as long as you don't wash them at whatever 60, 80 degrees, mm-hmm. and use a tumble dry. If you hang them out to dry, use them, you know, wash at 40, they're fine and they're easy to use. I just use the disposable at night time and then had washable during the day, and they're really easy to use and they're quite stylish now. They're not and shaped as well, so they're not as bulky as they used to be. And the other thing that I would always recommend is check if you've got a milkman locally.
Uh-huh.
And then that will, it's a reusable glass bottle that you can, you know, you put it out, you get it filled up, rather than having lots and lots of plastic bottles. So you will save money doing that because you don't need to go to the shops to go and get a pint of milk and end up coming away with a few bags of shopping as well.
It does
really need.
It does happen. A family-sized box of Maltesers finds its way into
can't
my
help
bag.
It, can you? And just things like buying clothes you sell from charity shops. They're the great places to get bargains. And some designer clothes in charity shops now. and batteries, things like using rechargeable things and vacuum cleaners. I have always had one that didn't have a bag that I used to tip the contents into my compost bin, but now I've got one that does have a bag, and it was bugging me that this bag was being put in the bin, but I invested in a reusable bag. You can get them from most makes, and then you can just empty out, unzip it, tip out the contents, and then reuse the bag.
The other thing as well, which you have briefly touched on there, home composting.
Yes.
Now, this is... I believe it is a sort of bucket, a box or something you put on your sides, and all your vegetable leftovers and your tea bags and your coffee grains and things like that can go in here. And it's actually then going to go outside onto your flowers and make your garden lovely.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a plastic bin. It's a dome-shaped, you know, Dalek-shaped compost bin. But we do a subsidised offer, so you can either buy them online or over the phone, or we've now just started in May to go along with Compost Awareness Week. 8 of the household waste recycling centres are now selling them on site, so they're £10 each, and the sites are in Harrogate, Weatherby Road, Malton, North Allerton, Seamacar, Selby, Skipton, Whitby and Hazel Court at York. So we're selling them for £10 each, and you can have up to 2 of them, and you just need to bring a proof of address. So yeah, if you've got your driver's licence in your wallet, then that's got your address on.
And these are pretty big. These are 330-litre compost bins.
They are, yeah.
So that's quite a bargain.
Oh, yeah, they are a bargain. The recommended retail price, I think, is £39. So you won't find it cheaper in any of the shops and the hardware shops either. So some places, I mean, like Waterbrooks and things, you can get cheaper other places. But, yeah, the compost bins we are subsidising because we want everybody to deal with their own garden waste, food waste. There's over a third of your waste in your house could actually be composted. So rather than it going in the bin, why wouldn't you recycle it yourself? If you're already a keen recycler and you're not composting, then you've got to ask yourself why, because you are actually doing recycling your own waste and producing a product at the end. So you'll get that compost out at the bottom between 9 and 12 months. You'll have something that you can dig into your garden, your borders that you've actually produced. So it's really easy to do. You just need to... Yeah, pick up your bin, so you can either get them either at the site, so you just need to pay by credit or debit card. We don't do cash at the site.
You'll be seeing everybody wheeling them home.
Well, if you've got a hatchback or an estate, you should be fine.
Or a convertible car.
Yeah, a convertible. Yes,
do not try this at home.
Yeah, or walk it back. Yes, we've had people walk them back. It was stood inside them before. So they will squash it. I mean, the site staff will help you get it in the car if you can. But if you can't get it in, then just we've got leaflets at the site, so people can just order and get it delivered, and it's only a slightly more money to get it delivered.
Okay.
And there are offers on buy one, get one half price as well. Yeah. So,
and there's more details online as well, getcomposting.com. There's loads of details on there. What you can, what you can't compost, what to do with it afterwards, all that kind of thing. Well, Jenny Lowes, thank you very much. I feel like you have inspired us one bit at a time to continue saving the planet. You can find out more details online at northyorks.gov.uk. Jenny Lowes, thank you very much.
Thank you.